know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Welcome to Everyday Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Becky Royts. If you are a Tea Time with Becky avid listener and you're like, what the heck is going on? Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky 2.0 rebrand, baby. This is now Everyday Healing, which is what Tea Time with Becky always has been. We are going to be talking about working everyday healing into the real world. So thank you so much for joining me and for coming along for this wild ride that we call life here on earth. At the time of this recording, it is Monday, October 28th, 2024, and this Thursday is Halloween, and this Friday, November 1st, is the Scorpio New Moon. And it's feeling really in alignment to just talk about the depths of our emotions, of our shadows, of who we are, and even who we're afraid to show others that we are. It feels like a really perfectly divine time to introduce this new version and new era of the podcast, because when I renamed this, I sat in a little bit of guilt or shame around, but how do I lay that old identity of the podcast to rest? And it really inspired me in this energy that we are allowed to change, we're allowed to grow, to evolve, and we're allowed to try things and have them succeed, but also have them fail and have both of them be totally beautiful. And the old version of this podcast wasn't a failure. However, it felt like it's being called and invited into this beautiful up level. And sometimes that can look like sitting in a transition phase. And as we move closer to Halloween, when we talk about the thinning of the veils and all of the shadows and parts of the shadow self that are brought to the surface around Halloween, and also the Scorpio new moon, when we're in that water element and that dark moon phase, it's important that we allow ourselves to honor all parts of ourselves, especially in those moments of transition. And I know that I've talked probably so much on here about stepping in, laying to rest old versions of ourselves and stepping into new versions of ourselves and being in phases of transition, but it really feels like an area of the self-healing journey that we need the most support on. It's when we need that reminder that we're not just totally fucking things up, that we're not having to start over, that it isn't all blowing up in our face. Because those times of transition are when we allow ourselves to really turn inward, to pause, to reflect, to see what is being mirrored within us in our external world, so that we can go that little bit deeper, so that we can heal that next layer of a lesson that's being shown to us, so that we can answer that invitation of being invited into a new version of self, to step into and expand that little bit more, to be able to hold then that new level of space for others. If we work with other people in a service, in the healing industry, it is so important to answer those calls of doing our own work in learning and expanding and understanding ourselves even deeper, even if we think we've already done the work, whenever it's shown, so that we can integrate it on a new level, so that we're able to show up in the world and hold space at the capacity that we are here to hold it. Now, I'm not just saying this so that you can do that to be able to serve other people, but to be able to really fully experience and enjoy life. Because what I've found, especially lately, as we transition from the summer season into the fall season, is when we're in that sticky feeling of transition, it can really bring up a lot of self-reflection and even a lot of self-doubt, the feelings of, what am I doing this all for? Is this really what I want my life to look like? Is this the path that I really want to be on? And it really invites us just into that moment of self-reflection, of really getting clear on what does still light us up that we've been doing? What maybe no longer lights us up at all? Or maybe what we're in between about, like just the things that are just like, yeah, it doesn't fully light me up, it doesn't not light me up, and it's kind of just like I'm neutral about it, it's in the middle. Just to give ourselves that space to feel in. As we move into the winter season, and we're still very much in the fall, we're not in the winter yet, but before we really hit that dark season, when we're really fully taken inward, when we're really fully in our emotions and really being called to do that deeper, heavier work, it's really important that we allow for this moment of transition to just reflect, to reflect on what we love, what we aren't loving anymore, and even just looking at it without judgment, just witnessing it. And if there are things that are no longer in alignment, just having that be okay. Having it be okay to transition into something else, to let old things go. The same as it's completely okay to lay old versions of us to rest so that we can step into the new. We can lay other things to rest that are no longer serving us. Whether that's a hobby that you have, whether it's a part of your work, whether it's maybe a friend group or just an acquaintance that no longer lights you up to spend time with. Maybe it's setting healthier boundaries. Whatever it is, just allowing yourself the time and the space to do it so that you can really just honor and show up for yourself in this season of transition. As we get closer to Halloween, really allowing yourself to get really clear on, as that veil thins, if we look at it as the thinning of the veils between the earth world and the spirit world, what are you ready to let go of as that veil thins to quantum leap into that next version of self? If you could take this time to reflect, to get clear on how it is that you want to feel, or what it is that you want from this next part of your life, even if that's just this next month, if that's as far ahead as you want to look, are you ready to step into that? If you are given the opportunity this Halloween to step into and quantum leap into that version of you, do you feel ready? And are you ready to fully let go of the pieces of you or the parts of you or the past versions of you that no longer serve that next version? Are you ready to face those shadows that you've been demonizing or victimizing, or that you've been too afraid to actually just face and witness and accept, so that you can just send love to all parts of you, so that you can step into and quantum leap into that next version from just a place of love and neutrality and compassion? And then on that Scorpio new moon, are you ready to really just embrace that day as a new beginning, to feel into whatever feelings come up for you, whatever it is that you need to acknowledge and honor and witness, and allow yourself to be brand new in that energy? Can you step forward in that new energy, trusting yourself fully, like really, really fully surrendering to full trust of your higher self, of your intuition, of spirit, that there is beauty waiting for you? Can you allow yourself to just be fully open to all limitless possibilities and see what you're ready to welcome in? Seeing the world with that brand new lens. And I know that hearing this, maybe for some of you, may feel uncomfortable and you may be like, no, what if I'm not ready? You don't have to be ready. If you're not ready, it's totally fine for you to not be ready. it's just an invitation. And I feel like, and the same as any portal day or any big energetic day, is just a beautiful opportunity and invitation for us to decide. Do I want to choose to quantum leap in this moment? Do I want to choose me? Do I want to choose to heal this part of me that maybe I've been ignoring for some time? And maybe for you, that just looks like acknowledging a part of you that you've stuffed down for a long time. Maybe it's a habit or a belief or a behavior that you're just done feeding into, that you've fueled for so long, and you're finally at that pinnacle moment where you're like, I'm done with that. I am going to choose on this day to lay that single habit or that single belief or that single behavior to rest. And I am going to commit to releasing that neural pathway, creating a new one, and to following it through every single day until it really solidifies in my brain as a new habit, as a new part of this version of me, of this version of self. Maybe it's that simple for you. Maybe it's that small. But what I promise you is, no matter how tiny that shift is, tiny shifts make a huge impact in the long run. The more we're able to follow through with them, the bigger that impact is on our entire world, on our entire reality. And I had a conversation with a friend actually this afternoon about, we were talking about the external world and how we were viewing things that we once used to really irritate us, like with systems and structures, and how much our mindset toward those has shifted and how much we've learned to accept them and embrace them and really feel held by them. And that actual external structure and system has not changed, but our perspectives of that structure and system have changed, which has in turn completely shifted and changed our reality in regard to them. And the more we're able to just shift our perspectives into a way that really support and hold us and lean into compassion and even just neutrality with those things, not seeing ourselves as victims or villains or heroes or better than, or even just wildly irritated all the time by them, the more we're able to just actually create a reality in this life that supports us and that we feel really good about living. And that is how we create our dream life. It's by shifting our internal reality, our perspectives, and then allowing that to take form around us. So my invitation once again to you is to feel in this upcoming Halloween and new moon to even just one thing that you're ready to acknowledge, whether it's a shadow again, a habit, a belief, one thing that you're ready to lay to rest with love and compassion, allowing it to be transmuted as that veil thins, as we're in that dark moon, and allowing yourself to be reborn on the other side of it, to be open to limitless possibilities and to really committing to yourself to make that lasting change with it, by choosing to show up every single day as that new version of you. So much love to you. Thank you so much for joining me. Once again, I would just love to invite you, if you are looking to up-level your daily routine, if you're looking for a practice that you can do to use as part of your foundation, bringing you back to basics, I have a guided journal. It's called Move with the Moon. You can move with the lunar phases or with your menstrual cycle. And it's a daily practice where you really allow yourself to feel into gratitude, to choose an aligning affirmation with the lunar phase or your menstrual phase, and to deep dive into a daily journal prompt just to allow you to ground back into your body, into your mind, into your emotions, into the present moment, as well as dive into a weekly energetic aligning activity if that feels good for you. I'll put that link in the show notes. If not, please have a very happy Halloween, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.